This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Are perfect. None of us are.
That's Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she was the subject of all the conversations on the Hill, at least a big chunk of them today, for sure. She lost her committees. We'll dive into that. Plus, COVID-19 vaccines, good news. J&J, they got one, and oh, so close. The variants are spurring the FDA to really prep for all types of possibilities on these COVID-19 vaccines. And big sites are opening up around the country. Many are desperate to get it, and others want nothing to do with it. It really is the tale of two different kinds of America, isn't it? Mm. And the White House, of course, is talking about sending masks to every American. Yeah. So as the rhetoric ratchets up for no mask, it's my freedom, man, and those who are wearing masks, which is really the majority, the White House wants to take it a step further, and they want to mail masks to all of us. Now, I just got to ask you this. How much is that costing? I'm just saying. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. To be sure, we will lighten the load at some point, and we certainly have a mailbag. Some of you had some funny things to say about the upcoming Super Bowl. Some of you had some noise to make over Marjorie Taylor Greene on both sides of this. And there was even somebody who is, hey, yay, yay, let me get the vaccine. I don't care where I have to go, and I would pay anything to cut in line, sorry to say. Yeah, no cutters. There's no fast pass, although somehow, some way, some people are getting the fast pass. All right, let's dive into Marjorie Taylor Greene. I got this one from Hank today in Wisconsin, and he says, Katie, Kate, girl, I like listening to your show. I feel so mixed about Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think it's nutty, some of the kooky, ridiculous things that she said, and it pains me as a parent when she painted the broad strokes about these school shootings, but then she did take it back, saying that things changed. And I think the problem is we're holding people to all different kinds of standards. And as a lifelong Republican, I don't know that if I was there, as nutty as I think she is, and she should have never been elected, she is a representative, and it could be dangerous if you just let the Democrats remove her, which I know they certainly probably voted to do. I didn't see the vote. All right, so the vote was 230 to 199. There were 11 Republicans that joined the Democrats in stripping Marjorie Taylor Greene from the Education and Labor Committee and the Budget Committee for a slew of incendiary, conspiracy, and menacing social media posts before she was elected, and that's what they based it on. At one point, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, a Democrat from Maryland, walked through the, I call it the horseshoe, but it's really the well of the House floor, holding a poster that showed, which now, of course, has been removed, but a campaign ad on Facebook by Marjorie Taylor Greene showing her holding an assault weapon next to photos of three Democratic reps, which includes AOC from New York, Omar, and Tlaib, part of a group known as the Squad, and the ad read, Squad's Worst Nightmare. And what he said was, I urge my colleagues to look at the image and tell me what message you think it sends. Imagine your faces on this poster. For Green's move, she called it a cancel culture, and she talked about the fact that these were things that she believes of what happened in 9/11. She prayed and she cried all day. She talked about being a mother, and she said, during my campaign, I never said any of these things since I have not been elected for Congress. These were words of the past, and these things do not represent me. They don't represent my district. They do not represent my values. Before joining Congress, she posted videos of her questioning whether the 9/11 terrorist attacks ever happened, stalking and taunting a teen survivor of the Parkland High School shooting, and suggesting that space lasers were causing the deadly fires in California, and it was a Jewish conspiracy thing. So this is what she was counteracting and what she was saying. And, of course, the Republicans didn't vote to strip her. It was mostly the Democrats, but there were Republicans that were on board with that. And that included a slew from Florida and Pennsylvania, like Chris Jacobs, also from New York, and Katko from New York. Congressman Young Kim from California, and Fred Upton, Republican from Michigan. So 11 in all, like I mentioned, joined the Democrats in voting to remove Green. And I don't know that we've heard the last of it. We have for now. So off of those committees at this point. And as I said, on this show, I got so much email about what she said, and should she be in or should she be out, and does it hurt the Republican Party or not. When we go to the mailbag, we'll go through more of those. I think the big news on the day, because we live in COVID country, let's face it, is Johnson & Johnson requesting the FDA authorization for its one dose, people. One dose, not worrying about time in between two doses and how do I get that second appointment and all of that. The FDA announced that their advisory committee is going to meet February 26th to discuss the application. They're expected to authorize the vax within a few days of that meeting, so it would be the third available to the public. They said it was 72%, J&J did, that from their research, it is 72% effective in a U.S. trial, less effective among people in Latin America and South Africa. Overall effectiveness then would come down to 66%, right? And that compares to the findings last year, if you put it up against the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, their vaccines, that are 94% more effective. And at this point, I think it is about that race to how many more are being produced, all that kind of stuff. I mean, last year, the federal government spent $1 billion to pre-purchase 100 million doses of the J&J vaccine. In addition to nearly $500 million to help develop the vaccine, the government also holds an option to purchase enough doses to vaccine 300 million more people. So, because it's one shot instead of the two, so you would be considered protected within 2 weeks of getting this one dose, right? And it still comes down to the doses, the sites, and, of course, ultimately, effectiveness, variance, and, you know, we are far from through the tunnel on the pandemic at this point. Coming up, more from MTG and what she had to say on the Hill before she was stripped of those two committees.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Music is a world within itself.
9/11 absolutely happened. I remember that day crying all day long watching it on the news. And it's a tragedy for anyone to say it didn't happen.
All right, so that was one of the things, of course, that she was pressed on or being written about, attacked on, all that kind of stuff, is comments that MTG made on Facebook, on other forms of social media, recordings she made, that kind of stuff. So in the end, it's the upshot of what I said when I cracked open the mic. The House stripped her from her committee assignments, and there were Republicans who voted against Green, but not the majority of them. And at this point, the question becomes, what now? And the what now question is on both sides of this, from the Republican perspective and from the Democratic perspective. Because Green, as you heard there, defended herself ahead of the vote in that speech on the House floor and attempted to distance herself from the QAnon conspiracy theory, which she previously embraced, some of those. But Democratic Congressman Jimmy Gonzalez of California has introduced a resolution to boot Green. It's not enough for the committees, it's get her out. He told reporters he still believes she should be removed from Congress, even after watching her floor remarks. He said of the resolution, "I'm committed to bringing it up, and I said that to leadership, that there needs to be a vote sooner rather than later on this." He said that the reason why he's pursuing a resolution to expel her is to send a message that this kind of discourse in our politics is not acceptable, inciting political violence, threatening people is not acceptable, and a person like that should not hold a position in the House of Representatives. We've had an unofficial poll going, should she stay or should she go here on this show, and there are definitely some defending Green, and listen, she's really building a war chest, so to speak, in the money that's been raised. On Wednesday night, she tweeted, "Let's keep sending the message to the Democratic mob. We raised over $160,000 yesterday. We've already raised $100,000 today. Can we raise 50 more to defend my seat before midnight?" And you betcha. I mean, the money is pouring in, and most of the money that's coming in is from small donors. Thousands of small donors are sending money in. So there is definite support for her. But it's a question of numbers. It's a question of the Constitution, because the Constitution, what is being said by the congressman when he brings up the resolution, the Constitution gives Congress the ability to impeach federal officials and judges, but not its own members. They can only be removed by expulsion. And you know what that means, two-third vote. It has to be a two-third vote. That's a very high bar, and it's very unlikely to be cleared with the Democrats holding just that narrow majority. So I don't think so. I think that anything can be brought up, but I don't think that it will change. But losing committee assignments is a blow to a member of Congress. And it's also a financial blow, because as you get on those committees, I know you're not surprised by this, you make more money by being on those committees. So she's out. She's stripped of those. But I do not believe that she loses her seat. When we hop into the mailroom, there'll be more from what all of you had to say about that. I did get a couple of people during the day texting me about the winter weather again. And the reason why was because of a couple of things. One, there was a 40-car pile-up on Interstate 80 just west of Newton, Iowa. So troopers weren't injured. They said that they were going car to car, truck, and some other SUVs and whatnot that were in the mix there. And they said there were a few serious injuries and several minor injuries. But, boy, did it look horrible. And so, of course, what do you see? You see tractor trailers turned on their side. They're jackknifed along the along with other cars and trucks. And then you had the state trooper cars, too. And because of this weather, there's been some strange things. You know, we had the email from Wisconsin at the top. And in Door County, Wisconsin, a U.S. Coast Guard member and a local and state officials had to rescue 62 people. 62! From three separate ice flows. So, you know what they are. Sheets of ice that broke loose from the water's frozen surface. And the rescue teams, airboats, helicopters, all of that, to try to, because the cracks in the ice, between groups of people out on the ice and the shore. So 62. No injuries. That's the beautiful thing about that, right? Sometimes people forget about the Coast Guard, but I grew up around the Coast Guard in the summertime, and boy, it was good that they were there, because certainly I witnessed how quickly they were able to get to people, boats that were stranded, people that were stranded, you know, that kind of thing. So snow is forecast through Friday, and then there's going to be a flash freeze, falling temperatures. So a lot of the country that was smashed with sort of a snowmageddon, I'll call it, they're going to get that again, and they're going to get those freezing temperatures too. Now, the thing about the mask is interesting, because when you look at that and you look at the possibility of the White House sending out masks. And what's the first thing that jumps to your mind? Because you keep hearing different things about, well, you really need two masks, especially if you're in a situation where it would be a super spreader event, which hopefully you're not putting yourself in that position. But they're really seriously discussing this, to send it to every American, and to make sure that everybody's covered, so to speak, because adults 20 to 49 are driving up the spread of COVID-19, and vaccinating that group could be key to controlling the pace of infections, but they're not the group that they're getting the vaccines. It's other groups that are getting the vaccines. So Researchers at London's Imperial College say at least 65% of new U.S. infections come from that age group. So it could be important to emphasize more about the mass and the spreading. And I mean, and that's what's being discussed. How do you do that? How do you get people who feel invincible to wear the mask? And would sending out masks, you know, this proposal to send it to all of us, this is something, by the way, that the Trump administration considered and then they decided not to do it. But there are a range of options, I guess, on the table. And even the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said that there's no decision that's been made on the idea, but it's a possibility. And while people are wrestling with the idea of who gets the vaccine and why are they in line first and why are they the most vulnerable population, well, I just told you about who would be the spreaders, the ones like my nephew who's at college and he's 19 and he's holed up in a dorm room somewhere, but he's in that age group that are they are the infectors for the most part, right? In Oregon, because I know we got a lot of people listening to us in Oregon, the governor there says they're going to begin offering COVID-19 vax to as many as 11,000 inmates in the state prisons. So that would delay healthcare workers and others that are in the phase 1A from getting the vaccines. Imagine it's just the way it is, right? I mean, it is like a movie. It's like this old movie from the 70s, Logan's Run. Look it up. I want to say one of the Charlie's Angels was in it. Oh, that's how old it is. And I was a kid, so I don't remember a lot of the details. But I know this because I remember how scary it was to me because this was like phasing people out. So imagine you're a healthcare worker and you're super vulnerable, but, well, we got to get the inmates because it spreads. And so you don't get the shot and then something happens. And that's what happens. People now are saying, well, I was so close if I had gotten a vaccine or my father or my grandfather or whoever didn't get it. The U.S. has 26.6 million confirmed coronavirus cases. You think I would be able to say that even after a few cups of coffee. And more than 455,000 deaths. This is John Hopkins' numbers. It's 455,700 deaths. That's the exact number. Globally, 104.8 million cases, 2.28 million deaths. So we know where we're at with this whole chicken and the egg with the vaccine. More than 55.9 million vaccine doses distributed in the U.S. All right, I promised it. I'm doing it. We're going to the mailbag. Remember, you too can send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Should she stay or should she go? Dominated a lot of your thoughts. We're talking about the congresswoman from Georgia. You can also give us a ring at 855-266-5283.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On his first trip to the State Department since taking office, President Biden had words of encouragement.
America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
The president said he wants to work things out diplomatically, but the U.S. will once again stand up against aggression.
I made it clear to President Putin, and in a manner very different from my predecessor, that the days of the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, interfering with our elections, cyber attacks, poisoning its citizens, are over.
He said he'll stop the withdrawal of troops stationed in Germany, in support for Saudi Arabia's military offensive in Yemen, and make support for LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of democracy. This is USA Radio News. The House has voted to strip Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee positions over past comments she made promoting executing Democratic lawmakers and conspiracy theories. In a 230 to 199 vote, Greene's House colleagues voted to oust the newly elected Georgia Republican from the Education and Budget Committees. The vote was largely divided along party lines, with 11 Republicans joining Democrats in their vote to remove Greene from the committees. Lawmakers took issue with her past comments that included calling for violence against political leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as well as questioning school shootings and spreading anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. In remarks on the House floor before the vote, Greene expressed regret for the statements, some of which she claimed were made by people who were running her social media accounts. Greene was also known for supporting QAnon conspiracy theories. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, wake up, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us, no matter when you're listening to us. Remember this, 24-7 calorie free. Because, you know, during the pandemic, they call it the pandemic 19. I think it's kind of all over the board what people have gained. But, yeah, you can go to our drive-up window, which is the mail window, anytime. K to KateDelaneyRadio.com, and let your thoughts flow. A lot of people jumped on the should she stay or should she go unofficial poll. I love running these things. And this was about the congresswoman from Georgia, newly elected, and should she be stripped of her committees, which just happened, and should she be booted from Congress? And, boy, it was such a mixed bag. I'll give you a couple of them. This one's from Chris, who listens to us on 1030 KVOI AM, The Voice in Tucson, Arizona. Kate Delaney, I love hearing your voice. It's funny, I like you, and I like Jim Bohannon, I like Hugh, and I like some of my faves during the day. I am a big fan of the station in general. So I will tell you, I have been listening, and I will tell you when I think of her, I just think that that angry rhetoric is crushing all of us. And, man, let's face it, there is a chasm between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, maybe like we've never seen before. I'm 40 years old, so there's plenty I haven't been around for, but plenty I've seen. And I have to believe that once upon a time you could want to arm wrestle, crush, or just completely defeat and annihilate your opponent. But it didn't mean you physically were going to do that. And words have consequences, as I've learned in my own life. And perhaps she was, you know, just furious with what was happening and decided, like so many others, and you talked about this, that there's this invisible shield people think they have when it comes to social media. And she jumped all over it. What it was was a very big mistake, and I don't think she should be there representing my party. I don't know, though, if I was pressed and I was on the Hill, would I have had the spine to do what those 11 did? Because that's a pretty tough maneuver. All right, well thought out, Chris, and I agree. You know, it does, I think you got to go the way you feel. And that's the problem, because money and influence, committee positions, all of that, you're always jockeying for that. And what does power do? Power corrupts. Power corrupts the best of us. And now you're representing the people in your district. You're running around all over the place. You got all these people working for you, as we've had former Congressman, Republican Congressman Bob Ney on with us many times. He was blinded to some of the things that were happening around him, but being blinded wasn't a defense, and he went to federal prison. He was pulled down in the Jack Abramoff scandal partially because of going to Scotland with, at the time, the Speaker of the House, Tom DeLay, and he didn't even golf. He never even would swing a golf club. But his young aides wanted to go, and then next thing you know, they were on that plane. But boom, it's just not a defense. So here's the thing. Where is the line, and how do you move the line? And if you are Marjorie Taylor Greene, how effective, if she's representing you, how effective is she? Obviously, being on those committees, which especially the Education Committee has a lot of Democrats, that's a pretty big position to be in. So it costs you financially, but it also costs your constituents because you have a voice, but now that voice is gone. It's stripped. It's out. And that vote was 230 to 199. All right, a couple more. So here was one on an opposite look of this. And this one was from Lucy, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Kate, I have a different take on what's happened with Green. I think she made some mistakes. And I think she was definitely led by some of what she heard, what she was reading, and whatnot. But whatever it did, it fueled her to decide to run. And if you remember, President Trump anointed her a future Republican star. And, of course, he's not there now. It would be a different story if he had been reelected. But I think it could be a dangerous precedent to set, because then what kind of standards do you hold the representatives to, and what kind of standards do you not? What is tolerated, what's not tolerated? And I think that's what the difficult position is here. Stripping her of the committees is fair. Booting her from the House, I think, would be a mistake for the Republicans, who are still trying to figure out their identity now at this point. You know, thanks for that email, Luce. It's interesting, so kind of split the difference. Okay, forget the committees then. All right, that's my penance, fine. I'm off the committees, that's it. But I'm still representing, and you'll see I'm going to be effective in my role. But to be effective, you have to have friends on the Hill. So fellow Congressman Tom Cole from Oklahoma, the top Republican on the Rules Committee, couched his opposition to the resolution in the details of the House procedure and precedent, pointing out that the grievances against Green were not first referred to the ethics panel. And he said while he found some of her comments offensive, he opposed the Democratic measure because the House majority party has not traditionally exercised a veto of the minority's assignments to committees. He said that doing this now would unleash a pattern of score settling and of minority members singled out for committees removal every time the majority flips. So that's interesting. Will it be a score settling? I think there's so much scorched earth for our legislative branch. I think there's all kinds of score settling that will happen, that's happening regardless. All right, here is one more. I'm just going to do one more. And this one is from Witt. I like that name. And Witt says, hey, Kate, I just wanted to identify as listening to you from New Orleans. And I am looking at what happened to Ms. Green on the Hill. And part of me thinks it's not right, and part of me thinks she is, as McConnell said, and I agree with you, I don't agree with much of what Mitch McConnell says. He speaks out of two sides of his mouth, but it is lunacy, some of the nonsense, and it makes us look like a bunch of damn fools in the Republican Party. As a staunch conservative as I am, the things that I care about are nothing that she has put out there, and it's just more nasty, violent, ugly rhetoric that is so unnecessary and does nothing to push any kind of an agenda that I want to see forward anyway. So therefore, it's not effective. And isn't it about being an effective legislator? Bingo. It is about being an effective legislator. How many times do you think leaders that were incredible had to swallow their words? Well, I can tell you from the few presidents that I've spoken to in the past and a few other people that are senators and congress folks, I can tell you there is a lot of that that happens, right? But Kevin McCarthy said, before the vote, he said, stop trying to invent dangerous and divisive ways to re-abuse the power of a majority. So that the focus for some is on the majority, score settling, etc. And we haven't heard the last of this, trust me. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things. This one is from Joe, who's listening to us in West Virginia. He says, to steal your thunder, Kate, woohoo. I think I've said that a few times on the air. Yes, we in West Virginia are smart with our pharmacies and connections to try to get everybody who wants a vaccine to get a vaccine. I feel proud of the fact that 85% of our vaccines have been used and have not gone to waste. And look out, probably more to come. I agree with you. If somebody doesn't want to get vaccinated, they don't have to be forced to be vaccinated. I think plenty of people want to. And again, West Virginia rocks. I'm so glad that you spent time in our fine state and that you almost went to school here. Yeah, West Virginia University would have been a party. I went to one very close, though, Ohio University, and I spent plenty of time in West Virginia. So thanks. It's nice to hear from you. All right. How about this one? This one is from California, and this one is from Jude. And Jude says, Kate, I love it that you finally see the light and you're not a fan of Gavin Newsom's. It makes me love you that much more. I think that he started off trying to do a few right things, and he has dramatically crushed all of us in the Bay Area, but certainly throughout the rest of the state. And then, of course, we see him without a mask, but he's demanding everybody else do this and that and social distance and businesses open, not open, just crazy town. And I think the recall effort will be successful. I don't think he's going to be able to fend off all his critics. A lot of people, no matter what party they are or how they feel about politics, are leaving the state. We are sinking in regulation and a lack of support for business. Yeah, I have a lot of friends. I lived in California and a long time ago, and I have a lot of friends in California, and they're telling me how awful it is. And of course, we see what's happening. And the pandemic, of course, big state, and it has smashed into California hard. But the on-again, off-again regulations, what did somebody say to me the other day? We can't even sit on a patio, even if we were social distance, and even if there, we could put up a heater like the rest of you do, but we can't do that. So I think the recall effort just might succeed. We'll see. Thanks for all the emails. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Talking about Britney Spears and what happens when your daddy takes over your business, and could it happen to you? Ooh.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming up on Friday, there's a new documentary about Britney Spears, Framing Britney Spears. And it's streaming, I guess, on Hulu. But what's interesting about this, there's an interesting nugget about this. And it's in examining her life, it's taking a closer look at a couple of things. And of course, the conservatorship that she's been subjected to since 2008, when her psychological problems started to mount and they started to fill up all the tabloids. So it brought up something interesting to our attention, and the perfect person to talk about this is Peter Strauss. He is a senior partner at Pirro, Connor, and Strauss. And this is his bailiwick, if you will, or certainly one of them. So, Peter, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So let's talk about that word, conservatorship. Some people may be actually hearing that for the first time. What is it?
Well, conservatorship is the California term for guardianship. Here in New York and in many states, it's called guardianship. Many states, it's called conservatorship. But essentially, it is the same thing. It is a judicial process to name someone to essentially be your life manager. You can have a conservator or a guardian over your person for your personal needs, and or a conservator or guardian over your property management. And it usually requires a finding that you are, quote, incapacitated. meaning that you're unable to perform those tasks of life. You can't take care of yourself, you can't make healthcare decisions, or you can't manage your property. And it is not unusual for people who are celebrities to have psychiatric problems, medical problems, and then someone wants to intervene in your life because they think you need assistance. And the whole basis, the legal basis and theory behind guardianship is we have to balance a person's right to be independent, control their own lives, and even make bad decisions, provided they have the capacity to understand what's happening to them. And obviously, back in 2008, some judge in a proceeding in California decided Brittany could not perform those functions regarding her personal needs, her medical care, and managing her career, her finances. So here we are today, and just last December, a month ago, the court decided to extend the guardianship at least till September 3rd, 2021. So this is a challenge for all of us, because what do we do when we're in this situation? How do we defend ourselves? And even more importantly, how do we prevent it from happening to each one of us?
Yeah, boy, that's the first thing that popped into my mind. And you think of people getting older, and I know you specialize in that a lot. You're a founding member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. So
correct, and I teach guardianship law and run a guardianship clinic at New York Law School, and it's a big part of my law practice at Pierre O'Connor and Strauss, including trust and estates. But this is a big part of it, because we do elder law, and we work with a lot of aging people. And every time your children think you're not behaving properly, you know, can they go and have themselves appointed as your guardian and make decisions for you? You know, it's not about whether we like what our parents are doing. They have a right to make bad choices along, even if it's harmful, provided they understand what's happening.
Yeah, so that's the key. You have to determine that. And how do you do that?
Well, this is what we try to reach out to our clients about, and that is having what we call advance directives, legal documents that in the event you're not able to manage your finances, you have a power of attorney, possibly a revocable living trust, to manage your property and your finances, and you pick the people that you would want to manage your financial affairs. You pick your agent under the power of attorney. You have a successor who you trust. You pick your trustee. You can be trustee of your own revocable trust until you become incapacitated, and then you have a trusted friend or family member take over. Same thing with healthcare decisions. Everyone should have a healthcare proxy, or in some states it's called a medical power of attorney. And they should pick the one who will carry out their wishes, not just decide what's best for the older person or the younger person with disabilities. Brittany was not an old person. She was a young person. So this can happen to any one of us. But if you have those tools, at least you have a chance of being independent to the greatest extent possible, because the court won't appoint a conservator or guardian if you've made these arrangements. It's like a defense to the intervention by the state through the family member. It's a balance between autonomy and paternalism.
Oh, so it's so important to, no matter what age, it's so important to get these documents in place, really.
Absolutely correct, and particularly during the pandemic. I mean, we reached out to our clients in New York City and the Albany metropolitan area to tell them this was not the time to procrastinate. The lesson here is plan ahead. And maybe had Brittany selected the people that she would have wanted to manage her affairs during, let's say she was in a psychiatric institution for a month or so, who would do the manage? Who would manage her life? Now, psychiatric issues are much more complicated. It is much more difficult, and I think properly so, to protect with strong rules about how you can be placed in a psychiatric facility against your will, an involuntary placement. And in some states here, like in New York, we have very strong protections for people. So a guardian can't even make a involuntary placement in a psychiatric facility in New York. Physicians have to determine that the person is at risk to themselves or others.
Yeah,
so the Britney Spears case is critical, and I know there's the Free Brittany movement, and maybe we'll learn more about the details, but most of the time these cases are private. But we do know that the guardianship is going to be continued at least till September 3rd of this year, and then presumably there'll be another hearing, and the judge will have to decide whether it should be extended. You know, it's interesting. The current guardians are saying, well, we're not totally controlling Brittany's life. We're allowing her to perform and make records and do business deals. Well, if she's capable of doing all of that, maybe she doesn't need a conservator. You know, it's a two-edged sword here.
Right. And so I would think if you were, if whoever her lawyers are, or if she has them independent of that, that's what they would argue.
I certainly would hope so. I would.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too. It was making me think that you're almost like, and certainly I don't know much about her father, only all these crazy things we're reading, but then you're like the cash machine, and it's a whole different ball game there.
Correct. And the question is always, is the guardian acting in the best interests of the so-called incapacitated person? Now, in New York, we're moving away from designating people as incapacitated. Sometimes the judge will appoint someone to manage the affairs of a, quote, person in need, because there is a stigma to being declared to be incapacitated. Sometimes it can't be avoided. But we try to work out some kind of a reasonable compromise. But psychiatric issues are really very complicated. And, you know, I could go on with a lot of stories about parents who come in and talk about their child who's schizophrenic and takes medication for a while, then believes the medication may be what's causing their problem, stops taking the medication, winds up back in a facility. So these are among the most difficult and sensitive cases that I have to deal with, and they're hard to deal with. So we'll see what happens with the Britney Spears case. The outsiders can't make a judgment, but I'm looking forward to this documentary tomorrow night, and then maybe we can talk again to
see what they say,
to see whether we've learned anything that we can't talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely. So people listening to this, I'm sure it's opening their minds to what they can do. So how do people get more information on conservatorships?
Well, we have a lot of webinars and articles on our website, pierrolaw.com, that should be able to answer a lot of people's questions. There is, of course, a lot of information on the Internet. You have to be careful, obviously, that it comes from reliable sources. But we have National Academy of Law Attorneys has materials on our website. The American Bar Association has a commission on problems of aging, based in Washington, that has wonderful materials about guardianship. There are conferences every 10 years, I think, called the Wingspan Conferences about guardianships, and they're wonderful reports. So there is information out there, but get it from a trusted source.
Yeah, that's great advice. Peter Strauss, what a delight to have you on. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.